We welcome to Star 94.1, Lamar Campbell. Lamar, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, man.
Hey.
I'm really blessed. It's a Saturday afternoon. I'm driving in my car as we're doing this.
Hey, I heard that. Hey, I'm so glad that you were able to take out the time because I know you were very busy today.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. You know, it's always cool to get a chance to do this. So, you know,
hey.
I'm thanks for hanging out and waiting on me.
Hey, there's no problem. No problem. Listen, your new project, From the Heart.
From the Heart.
Yeah, tell us about this new project. I mean, it's probably self-explanatory, From the Heart, but tell us what you were trying to convey.
Well, I'm going to tell you, when I was working on this project, the way the Holy Spirit really led me in this, because this is a first project that I've done for the new label that I'm on, Alliance Music Group, and it's the first project that I've done after I moved from Indianapolis to Houston. So, you know, it's like a kind of like a transitional record, you know, making the switch from one place to the other. And what God was really dealing with me was really the way that we really love Him. And one of the things that this record is really about is really our response to God's love towards us. So many times we receive His love, but, you know, what do we do with that love that He gives us? So it's an offering that gives love back to God. And it's a worship album, and it's full of love songs. You can tell by the title. Everything that happens in a love relationship, all the way from when you first love, all the way down to asking for forgiveness. Because, you know, you don't have a good relationship until there's some healing and some forgiveness that takes place. So we got songs all the way that express all of the things that happen in a relationship, and it's our relationship with Jesus Christ.
So this is an album that I can just put on and just let it track.
I dare you.
Hey.
I dare you to put it on and just let it track.
I hear that. Knowing you, I mean, you always come up with some anointing music. And
thank God, it's been faithful, and He's been good to me. And I know that I'm put on the face of the earth to write music that's going to help put people in relationship with God. And I'm glad I know that. And God continues to give me opportunities to be able to do that. And I get to hear that so many people are blessed by it. So that's awesome, man.
Lamar, where's your secret place?
My secret place is that place where it's just me and God. And normally, when I really go to that secret place, I'm laying prostrate before the Lord, flat on the floor, because I really, in order to be able to get in the presence of God, we've got to find that lowest place where we can humble ourselves before Him. And just so many times we just ask Him for so much stuff all the time. You know, we just use it, just spending time just asking God for some more blessings when God has already been gracious. But there's so many times that God wants to speak to us. And see, that's that place where we just lay vulnerable before Him and allow Him to speak to us.
You mentioned you're on a new label. You're in Houston now. You're in a new place.
In the H-Town. On a new label. And actually, I'm from Indianapolis, and I've been there all my life. So, you know, I moved down here just because I feel like God, you know, it was time for a change, and this is where God has me. So I'm glad about that.
Okay. So you have a song called So Glad I'm Here. So you are glad you're there?
So glad I'm here. Yeah, I'm not just glad I'm here. I'm glad I'm here in Jesus' name.
All right, then.
Okay. There is a difference. Yeah, I'm glad I'm here in Jesus' name. I'm at a great church here, where Windsor Village United Methodist Church. I'm one of the worship leaders and one of the choral directors here. I'm actually the pastor of Kirby John Caldwell, and I'm working with another great artist here who is the minister of music at the church. Her name is Kathy Taylor Brown. So, you know, we're doing it big down here for God.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
What What's your favorite song on the project?
Well, I tell you, I would say my favorite song. Can I have two favorite songs?
Okay.
Okay. Well, my first favorite is a simple song, which is called "It's a Love Song," and basically it just says that there's a reason why, you know, I do the things that I do. There's a reason why I lift my hands. There's a reason why I do a dance. It's because I'm in love with Jesus, and I know that He loves me. So that's really my response to God's love. And then my other favorite is the new single that's being released now, "I Love You." And it's a way of just trying to express what I have in my heart for God, you know, that some of the words that I got a feeling on the inside that I just can't hide it. And you know, there have been times when we've tried to hide it, but now it's just time to free ourselves up and just really express the love that we have for God so that other people can see it and that other people will be called to love Him the way that we do.
When one thinks about Lamar Campbell, they think about the signature. It's all about the love of Jesus. Hey, I think about more than ever?
More than anything.
More than anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I could hear those two songs today, and they seem like they're brand new songs because they have that fresh anointing. Are there any songs on this project like that?
Yeah, we don't do a concert without doing those. You know, three, four records deep, we're still doing no songs. So those are some songs that God has really blessed us with that stand the test of time. I really feel like "I Love You" is going to be one of those kind of songs. It's just going to actually, when you just play the intro of it, you feel like you're going to that place of worship with God. So and actually, "It's a Love Song." Those are my two favorites. "It's a Love Song" will remind you a whole lot of it's all about the love of Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do every time I talk to you, I mean, you always seem you're even keel, you're happy. How do you stay that way, Lamar?
Man, can I? I need to confess right now. Actually, this past week, man, I felt like I had one of the worst days that I can't remember when I've had a day that felt like that before, And I mean, it was so bad until I think that it was showing up on my face.
Wow.
And generally, I don't want to hinder anybody, but you know, sometimes you're upset on the inside, but you don't want it to show up. You know, it was one of them days that if you saw it on my face, you just saw it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the midst of that, you know, I was still praying and talking to God. And, you know, knowing all the right stuff that He's going to bring us through, all these things, it just seemed like everything that could happen was happening, and I had to deal with it just then. But somewhere by the course of the end of that day, you know, God was giving me my joy and my peace. And the next day, I mean, everything that was concerning me for that day, God had turned everything around. And so that's why it's so easy to have the joy of the Lord, is because we already know He's going to work it out. Even when things aren't going right right now, we already know He's going to turn it around. We already know He's working it out in our behalf. So, you know, that's the kind of God I serve, and it ain't hard to get excited about that.
We serve a good God. We definitely do.
Lamar,
does it bother you? You are very, very talented individual. You have that anointing on you. But does it bother you when you don't receive a Grammy or a Dove or a Stellar for your work?
Man, I'm so glad you asked. Man, I'm telling you, I thought about that, and sometimes, you know, you think about it and it's like, God, you know, I know people have really been blessed by the music that we're doing, and I know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but, you know, sometimes it just seems like it just doesn't go the places that we feel that it really should go, you know, and that enough people don't hear it. But this is what the Lord said back to me. You know, I gave you something specific to do. There's some specific people that you're supposed to touch with the music that I give you. And if you don't do it, who's gonna do it? So, you know, I'm encouraged that I feel like I'm in the will of God. And that's really the most important thing to me. So I can deal with maybe not receiving a Grammy, and, you know, I feel like I get nominated for sellers every year that I have a new record out, and then it's good to be nominated, but, you know, it'd be great to take one on. But it's greater for me at this point, and it's just, you know, growing spiritually. It's greater for me at this point to know that I'm in the will of God and that people are being blessed by what we do than to try to put myself in a position where I feel like I have to be acknowledged by an award or something. So, you know, I'm happy about that. It took some time getting there, but, you know, that's where God, I think it's a place where God's really going to be able to do some exciting and spectacular new things with our ministry.
Well, Lamar, God, while sitting here, has put in my heart to speak life to you and to tell you that this is your season.
Man, do you know that I believe that, and I receive that, and I receive that confirmation, because I really, really, really believe that in my heart. And, it's easier for me to believe that than not to believe it. So, you know, I really appreciate you saying that.
So prepare to, I know you're blessed, but prepare to be abundantly blessed, because that's what the Lord wants us to be.
Yeah, well, I receive it, man. Thank you so much. Yeah. And thank you for your continued support, because, man, you always support our music and make sure that people have heard it, man, and that means so much to me and the body of Christ, man. So I appreciate the dedication to artists that you know that really love God.
Well, Lamar, you're one of my... one of the persons that I enjoy talking to, interviewing. To me, it doesn't seem like an interview. It's just like, you know, we're just kicking it.
We're just hanging out. Yeah. You know, we hang it up.
Yeah. Yeah. And I always get knowledge from you, too. You know, yeah. I'm always picking up knowledge from you, and I appreciate that, man. And you're just a down-to-earth good guy.
That's the kind of people that I love to meet, too.
Oh,
yeah. So, sometimes we spend a lot of time going after celebrity, and actually, the church community is at a place where we are commercializing everything that we do. But there are some people out here that really are seeking something that's pure.
Right.
And I want to be one of those vessels. So, you know, I'm excited about where God has me. I'm not mad.
Hey.
Yes.
Lamar, it has been a pleasure. I could talk to you for hours and hours, man, because it's always been a pleasure. But like I said, we speak life in series, and this project will take you places that you never even thought you were going to go.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, man. And thank you for being a part of making that happen.
Hey, it's a pleasure.
Thank God for you.
From the heart, our guest, Lamar Campbell.
Love you, man.